you, Gail. Well, I want to thank Gail and the whole Richland Community College community for your commitment to the Farm Progress Show. I don't believe we'd be here today without Emmett. He worked really on behalf of all of us in Illinois to bring this wonderful show, this opportunity to show the world about Illinois agriculture and Midwest agriculture, to bring all these folks together. You know, I was told as I was walking over that 57 countries are represented here. We have a grain tour of many countries that are our customers when it comes to our exports. And it's so important that we have the kind of 21st century machinery, much of it made in Illinois, that helps us harvest our crops and plant our crops. It's so important that we commit ourselves to agriculture in a sustainable way. And that's really what Emmett believed in all of his life. He understood how important agriculture is to our state of Illinois, that our number one industry by far is our agriculture and our agribusiness. And I walked over with Phil Nelson of the Farm Bureau, and we really do appreciate every man and woman who's part of our Illinois agriculture. We want to say thank you to helping feed our state, feed our country, indeed feed the whole world. And I think our recent state fair that had record attendance, we had the best attendance in the past decade. I want to thank Amy Bleevnik from Macon County for making that possible, and Bob Fleiter, our Director of Agriculture. We were blessed with good weather and lots of good people who I think understood when they came to the state fair that it begins and it really ends with our Illinois agriculture. That's how it started in 1853, and that's why we are here in the 21st century, the sons and daughters and the grandsons and granddaughters of men and women who built our Illinois agriculture, and we owe them a permanent debt of gratitude. And I think it's important that we are gathered here today with Emmett's family, because Emmett really believed in the ethic of service. I did not have the honor of knowing him in life, but reading about his life, his purposeful life, a life that not only involved the vocation of agriculture, but he also understood that getting involved with the community college, getting involved in bringing the Farm Progress Show here on a regular basis, this was part of giving back to the community, that service to others is the rent we pay for our place on God's earth. And I want to tell Joanne and the entire Sefton family, we appreciate Emmett and the Sefton family. And I brought here today a proclamation from the people of Illinois, really, from the hearts of the people of our state. We have 13 million people in Illinois. We're one of the largest states in the union. We are, when it comes to agriculture, number one. And we understand how important it is to honor the men and women of agriculture who promote how important this vocation is to all of us. So I brought this today on behalf of the people of Illinois. This is the first day of the Farm Progress Show. I was on WSOY this morning, Joanne, and I talked about your husband and his purposeful and dedicated life and his family. And thank you very much for the values you've given your family and your grandchildren. As long as the Sefton family is with us, our Illinois agriculture is in good hands. And without further ado, on behalf of everyone in Illinois, thank you, Emmett. Our faith teaches us we will see Emmett again. Thank him for all the things he did for all the people of Illinois. And Joanne, thank you very much on behalf of the people of our state. You're the best.